Most of us have been raised on doubt. Most of us have been raised to believe in what we can't accomplish. In order to be able to get to the stage of creating for ourselves this area that I call real magic, you have to get rid of the doubt that it's possible for you. And this I spend the most time on because it is the most difficult for us, because we somehow haven't got within us this knowing that we are divine, and that we are capable, and that we can create for ourselves virtually anything that we want to. You see, there's two parts to this physical journey, obviously. There's the physical part, which was handled for you in an instant, you know, in one split second, one microsecond, one drop of human protoplasm collided with another, and everything you needed for this physical journey was handed to you. It was just like, and there you are, out of something, out of nothing. That's your life, is what I call a parenthesis in eternity. It opens parentheses at the instant of your conception, and it closes parentheses at your death. And it's surrounded by eternity. And when your life opened parentheses, everything that you needed in that tiny little microsecond was handled for you. And then there's the part of you that has been watching this whole journey. There's the I. I heard someone saying at an airport the other day that someone bumped up to them, and he said, "Watch out, that's my arm here bumping." And I stopped to think about that, and I wondered, now, whose arm is that really? I mean, if you say, this is my body, whose body is it? I mean, are you your body, or are you the owner of this body, or are you the observer of this body? There's this I. It's like I hit the sentence, I was saying to myself. Well, there's two people in that sentence. There's the I who is saying, and then there's the physical who is the self. So I am speaking here today in terms of creating miracles about the I, the owner, the observer, that invisibleness that is inside this physical package, this ghost in the machine, that you can never escape. You see, when the moment before you die, you close parentheses, if they were to just like come in and bring in a big scale, like this cosmic scale, you know, and put everybody on it just before they then weigh you, you know, and then an instant after you die, then they weigh you again. Now here's you when you're alive and it weighs, say, 150 pounds, and here's when you're gone and it weighs the same. Weighs 150 pounds, but it's not you. I mean, it's just something that they're going to burn. Or they're going to bury. It's going to be worm food. I mean, they wouldn't treat you that way. They wouldn't burn you, would they? I mean, there's laws against that. So, who you are, I mean, what it is that constitutes your very life, is weightless. You can't weigh it. You can't see it. You can't touch it. You can't get a hold of it. It's like you can go in and do an autopsy on anyone, and you can find the command center inside of you that says, "I think I'll wiggle my finger." And you say, "I'm going to wiggle my finger." And you go, "Wow, where's the command center that allows that to happen?" And you cut open the brain, and you look in the nervous system, and you find the cortex, and you find the cerebellum, and you look for the synapses and the neurons and the connectors, and you say, "This is it." And the scientists are pretty sure about this. This is it. This is the command center that says where this is all allowed to take place, where you do all of your thinking. But there's no autopsy on this planet that can ever reveal the commander in the command center. Who says, "I think I'm going to wiggle my finger," or "This is my arm," or "This is my life," or "I think I'd like to have a miracle." That part of you, which is the part of you that creates your entire life, is the part where the doubt is. And banishing the doubt really means coming to a full and complete awareness that you are not a human being having a spiritual experience, but indeed that it's the other way around. That every single one of us are spiritual beings having a human experience. And the quality of that human experience in the physical world is dependent exclusively upon how we connect with and use that invisible part of ourselves. That part that you cannot find in an autopsy, that part that you cannot weigh, that invisibleness that is always with you, that is the observer. And you've got to get really comfortable with this observer. And you've got to understand the seven words, I think, that were most important ever strung together came out of Proverbs in the Old Testament. As you think, so shall you be. As you think, so shall you be. Now, it doesn't say, as you be, so shall you think. Even though that's how most of us run our lives. Those words are really all-out crucial, because once you get it and understand that what you think about is what expands, as you think, so shall you be, is what rules the universe. Once you know it, not just believe it, but once you know it, then you start getting real careful about what you think about. Real careful. Because all of those thoughts, all of those doubts, are the things that will manifest themselves into your life.